This is the Best of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The last time we were together, we were in Philippians chapter 2, and we read verses 5 through 8, and we're going to pick it up there again because we weren't quite done with this subject. Verses 5 through 8, chapter 2, book of Philippians. And we read, "Your attitude should be the kind that was shown us by Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, did not demand and cling to his rights as God, but laid aside his mighty power and glory, taking the disguise of a slave and becoming like men. And he humbled himself even further, going so far as actually to die a criminal's death on a cross." Now, we're going to pick it up in the New King James as far as commentary, so let's read that passage too. Paul wrote, "Have this in your mind, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider himself equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself," there's our word kenosis we discussed last time, "taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, yes, death of the cross." When a person is serious about loving and about serving Jesus, about loving and serving God, our Creator, when he or she understands the kenosis of that verse here in Philippians, he'll never look at life the same way again. Now, grasping this concept, I have to tell you, has one of the most profound effects upon an individual's life that can ever be really experienced on this earth. Because this emptying, this kenosis, it's crucial when considering the issue of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. For the infilling of the Spirit of God is not an issue of just, I don't know, making a little room for him inside of us, inside of our lives. In order to be filled with the Spirit, I need to be emptied of me. I think many of us just invite the Holy Spirit into our lives to, you know, share the space with our own desires and aspirations and our own self-focus. But Isaiah 42 verse 8 reminds us that God will share his glory with no man. And you know, that means us. I wonder today, how do you know if you really are a servant, a bond slave? Well, you know by the way that you act when someone treats you like one. Because you know what? Slaves, they're not noticed. Slaves are not thanked. Slaves are not invited to dinner. No one compliments a slave. No one applauds them. They're expected to do their work and not be seen. And that is the mind that is to be in me and you.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.